You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, June 28th, 1 p.m., Fern Ridge Wildlife Area, Fisher Butte Unit. A dozen American white pelicans soar in swirling, locked-wing formation across a backdrop of boiling, misty towers of slate and charcoal. Waves of cool bluster roll over the drying marsh, rustling the ripening seed heads of an expansive sea of canary grass. In the calm between squalls, the air warms to near 70 degrees. As I enter the trail from the parking lot, taking in the dramatic landscape, I sense an uneasy presence. Flowing like a viscous liquid onto the gravel from a gap in a pile of wood and rock, a 5-foot Pacific gopher snake stops to test the air, reacting to my crunching footsteps. With no obvious place to hide, the large, heavy-bodied serpent freezes in place, allowing me a remarkably close view of a predator that prefers to remain in the shadows. Its shiny, scaled body is the color of earth. An orderly row of reddish-brown blotches line its back. Smaller iterations of the same brown pattern run along its sides. A dark facial mask crosses the top of its head, passing through both eyes. Gopher snakes hunt and eat small mammals. They wrap their muscular body around their prey, constricting away its final breath. When they feel threatened, gopher snakes can hiss loudly. Sometimes they will coil, flatten their head, and strike defensively while nervously vibrating their tail. Despite these threatening behaviors and their large size, gopher snakes are considered harmless and an ally of farmers. Snakes have insinuated themselves into human consciousness since the beginning of time. They embody our concept of the other. They come and go without warning in slithering silence. They appear slimy and have no differentiated body parts, no neck or limbs. Their eyes never close and their expressions do not change. They are cold-blooded and have a forked tongue. They seem mysterious, remote, and alien. As I leave the snake and approach the retreating ponds, a half-dozen yellow-headed blackbirds explode from a cluster of shoreline cattails flying deeper into the marsh. Bright purple brodea lilies peek out from beneath the drying grass. A few wading birds quietly comb the stagnant waters for invertebrates. Greater yellowlegs, black-necked stilts, and American abocets wave their sensitive, needle-like bills through the water, gobbling up small creatures with a pumping motion as they walk slowly through the shallows. Near my feet, another snake is sprawled motionless across the gravel, absorbing warmth. It is pencil-thin, black, with a yellow stripe down the center of its back, attended by two rows of orange spots. Common garter snakes are semi-aquatic. They prey on fish and small amphibians. I walk around the basking reptile as fat raindrops send clouds of dust into the air. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.